compared to where I'm from in Canada, there's actually a lot of playgrounds here. They're a real sort of fascinating microcosm, because all people go to playgrounds. It doesn't matter your background. You need to amuse your children, and the playground is an easy way to do that. They're just fascinating places for me, because you end up being put in these situations with, sometimes you're there with your friends, sometimes you have to kind of communicate with strangers there and negotiate. So your child may hit another child, or you need to both go on the seesaw, which is quite an uncomfortable thing with a total stranger, someone that you don't know. For me, there's a lot of drama in playgrounds, and they're a really essential part of our society. And I think when there aren't any playgrounds, you're missing something for the kids. I mean, it's an opportunity for the children also to get out and encounter and have to negotiate with all sorts of different type of children.
You're not doing that right. It's supposed to be blue, red, blue, green. Not blue, red, green, blue.
They didn't give me enough blue. I've got too much green. What am I supposed to do if I don't have enough blue? Oh, I don't know. Can I have something else?
Do you think the theatre is... or could be the best place for integration, for social changes, for talking about diversity?
Yeah, I mean, I think first and foremost in theater, the most important thing is there has to be a story. It is about people engaging with a story. And I do believe that theater can be incredibly powerful as a sort of social mechanism and a sort of instigator of kind of thought in people's minds after they see something. But there has to be that story in place. So the characters must be interesting, and that, you know, there must be something that people are responding to. And that's, you know, as long as you put the story first, that's how you can get the questions that you're trying to ask. For me, I would never write a play that is, this is what's wrong with society. My plays are always about asking questions and working through things that I don't have the answers to. My characters don't have the answers either. And my hope is that through kind of engaging with these characters, then people are going away and thinking about themselves, and they're, particularly in this play, about their own, who they are within this system.
Hey, boss.
Hi, boss.
All right. Any chance I've got a phone?
It's...
Is theatre imitating life, or life imitating theatre?
I'm not sure. I think it goes both ways. I think certainly I occasionally enjoy naturalism, but I find it difficult to write naturalism. And even when I find I've written a scene that's really naturalistic, I still have to stick things in there, like invisible seesaws and whatever, to kind of remind the audience that they're watching theatre, and remind myself. And so I don't believe in theatre as a sort of mirror of society. I think it's much more playful than that. It's kind of invoking the imagination to help work through kind of issues and ideas.
How you would respond to something that you're asking, when, why can we all just be friends?
Yeah, that's what I mean about putting questions in the play that I don't have the answer to myself. It's strange. We all have these own barriers, and a lot of times I think it's just not knowing how to communicate with each other, because there's a lot in the play about sort of social rules, and some people get the social rules and some people don't get the social rules, and something, you know, and everyone has different rules. And I think these sort of unspoken things that are piled onto us from the time we're born about who we are and where we fit in, it's really hard to kind of break out of that. It's really hard to kind of push yourself to deal with people that you don't normally deal with. And yeah, I don't know why we can't all be friends. The Canadian in me would love for us all to be friends. Yeah.